Jesus, asking for God's light to lead us on our paths. To learn more about the light offered by God's Word, visit the Catholic Biblical School of Michigan, cbsmich.org, or on Facebook.
This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Fire on the Earth. Our Holy Father has said the Church is missionary by her very nature. The Church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the Church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here one more day with Rabbi Dr. Mark Kinzer, the author of Searching Her Own Mystery. We've been talking with Dr. Kinzer all week about his own journey as a Jewish person who come to receive Jesus as Messiah and his work in what's called the Messianic Jewish Movement. He's a leader of a congregation, a Messianic congregation here in Ann Arbor, and he's been deeply involved with a very important dialogue with the Catholic Church over the last number of years and understanding her mystery, both the mystery of Judaism and the mystery of the Church and how those two things meet. It's really profound and it's very beautiful. But welcome back, Dr. Kinzer.
Thank you. Great to be here with you, Peter.
Well, one of the things I've been itching, you know, all week to want to talk about just a little bit is we talk about the mystery of the Church and the mystery of Israel and that relationship. Paul talks in Romans 11, he's sort of teaching the Gentiles, now don't get too foxy here. Just because you've come to believe in Messiah, don't exclude the Jewish people automatically. Yes. God's got a plan. Yes. God's got a plan. And Paul says basically before Jesus returns, all of Israel is the term he uses, or most of Israel is going to come to receive Jesus as Messiah. I can't wait till that day happens. With a multitude of Jews coming to believe in Jesus as Messiah, it's going to rock the world. It's going to rock the Church. Yes. But anyway, what does all that mean? That's part of the mystery. Well, how do you understand
it? Yeah, well, of course, Paul actually uses this word mystery when he is unfolding this teaching in Romans chapter 11. And, of course, in that context, this notion of mystery is that something that is a hidden prophetic purpose of God that will at a certain point be manifested. I think, of course, we really don't know what it's going to look like. But I think what is clear is from the text, from Romans 11, is that a day will come when there is some kind of corporate communal recognition that Jesus is the Messiah and a welcoming of him. This is also, I think, what is meant in the Gospels when Jesus says, "You will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" And blessed, that notion, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord, is a welcome. It's the way a Jewish person says to you when you enter their house, "Welcome to you," is Baruch haba. That's, you know, blessed is he, welcome. So it's like when the Jewish people are going outside Jerusalem, which represents all of Israel, and saying to the Messiah, "Welcome to the house again. Welcome to your own house. Welcome to your own city. Welcome to your own home and family. We welcome you back." Mm. That's, I think, what Jesus is saying. And this is why Palm Sunday is itself a kind of prophetic anticipation of that day. It's Jesus riding into Jerusalem with his own disciples saying, "Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord." Itself simply a prophetic anticipation of the day when communally the Jewish people as a whole are ready to say that. And I think that what's going on in Romans and what's going on also in the text within the Gospels, it's not only saying this will happen before the end, but I think it's actually saying that this happening will be itself a key catalyst for the end. That it is the turning of Israel to God and the unveiling of the Messiah and that welcoming of the Messiah in its midst, which then unlocks the final stage of human history in this world. Again, what that looks like historically, who knows? And I think that all Israel, it's the focus there is not so much on, we think so much individualistically. When we hear all, we always think about a word like all is referring to
every single person,
a collection of individuals. Whereas I think Scripture thinks much more corporately and communally. It's thinking about the life of a people. And so I think what we could anticipate is something where generally the leadership of the Jewish people and the community as an organized community is actually at the point of being able to say this, blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord. Because it's talking about the Jewish people as a community that is still cohesive, coherent, it's not just talking about individuals converting and entering into the church.
Yeah, no, this is, and so this has been part of your particular call, you feel like, to say it's important. You're all for everybody coming to meet Messiah and coming to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. You're concerned Jewish people who come to receive Jesus as Messiah losing their identity as
exactly.
Jews and just assimilating in such a way that they have no identity any longer that's recognizable by anybody.
Exactly.
And right now the only, besides the emerging Messianic Jewish communities, the only recognizable identity is what you see in broader Judaism, right?
That's right.
So that's where the Jewish world is recognized. If you come to know these congregations, you see their identity is recognized, but there just aren't that many of them.
That's right.
Right now. So you're concerned, why is that so important? And there's been tugs of war, I think, probably in some of your dialogue with Catholics and other people to say, wait a minute, why is that so important? I mean, just become part of the church, you know,
yes.
Whatever. So what do you say in the dialogue in that context, and what's the case of why that's so important in your
yes.
mind?
Well, we've been fortunate in the dialogue because I think the Catholics that we've engaged with that have taken this initiative have already, in a sense, come to the point of recognizing that there needs to be a distinctive Jewish presence.
Yeah.
But I think that that's something which is not part of the wider consciousness of most Catholics. And I do think that the general sense of most Catholics is that it's just a matter of Jews coming to believe in Jesus and entering the church. And so what I have tried to do is point to these New Testament texts like Romans 11 and these eschatological texts in which Jesus speaks about Israel as a people, a community, receiving their Messiah, but also looking at the book of Acts and seeing the way in which the Jewish followers of Jesus from the beginning of the book to the end continue to live as Jews, continue to observe the Torah, continue to identify as part of the wider Jewish community. And there's no sense within that's the whole scope of the book of Acts that changes at all, that somehow or another what happens is these Jewish disciples of Jesus get absorbed into some kind of other reality that separates them off from the Jewish people.
Is there part of the conversation, part of the dialogue, anybody proposing from the Catholic side the idea of like a distinctive Hebrew rite or Jewish rite where Jewish believers in Messiah who understand also the historic role and of the Catholic Church and what the Catholic Church understands herself to be, if they'd say, yeah, we understand that and we should have a Jewish rite where Jews can respond just as you're describing it as members of the Catholic Church without having to lose all the identity of being Catholic. Is that being proposed and what do you think of that?
Yes. Well, I think that this was originally championed by a priest monk, Father Elias Friedman, who is a founder of an organization called the Association of Hebrew Catholics. And he wrote a fascinating book called Jewish Identity. I learned a great deal from that book. And as I said, he was championing this notion of some kind of Hebrew rite within the Catholic Church. And while I haven't heard a lot of among Jewish Catholic friends proposing a Jewish rite, at least in that terminology, I think the idea of some kind of clear, distinctive way for Jewish Catholics to live as Jews and to express their identity as Jews within their own Catholic context, that is very much been in discussion. In addition to this dialogue, this Messianic Jewish Roman Catholic dialogue, I'm also involved in another kind of group, which is called the Helsinki Consultation on Jewish Continuity in the Body of Christ. And this is a group that I co-founded with a Jewish Catholic priest in Europe, whose name is Father Antoine Levy. He's a patristic theologian and based in Helsinki, Finland, but he's originally French. And Father Antoine believes very strongly that there needs to be a way for Jewish Catholics to express their identity as Jews. Also part of this group, the Helsinki Consultation, is Father David Neuhaus, who is the vicar of the Latin Patriarch for Hebrew-speaking Catholics in Israel. And there you have the beginnings of something like a Hebrew rite, in the sense of they say the Mass in a beautiful Hebrew version. And there are Israeli Jewish Catholics in Jerusalem and other places in Israel who are seeking to live in some sense as Jews and also as Catholics. And so in the Helsinki Consultation, we've got Messianic Jews and building relationships with Jewish Catholics, also with some Jews in the Russian Orthodox Church. Our meeting at the end of this month is going to be in Moscow. And then with some Jewish Protestants as well. And we're all building a different kind of ecumenical vision, you might say, that's based on our common sense of the importance of being Jews. The Jewish identity has a theological, spiritual significance that once a Jew comes to believe in Jesus, that is supposed to come to the surface. It's supposed to be expressed. It's not something that's supposed to be hidden or lost.
Yeah. Now, those who have been tuning into the program this week are probably saying, I want to get more. I want to know more of what's going on with Dr. Kinzer. Do you have a website? Why don't you tell us how people can be in contact with you and other books that you've written and things that would be helpful for them to get their hands on?
Yes. Well, I do have a website, markkinzer.com. That's markkinzer.com, which has information on all of the books that I've written. I do think also check out the Helsinki Consultation website. And I believe that one is, again, just if you just put Helsinki Consultation, if you Google that, you'll get to the website of the Helsinki Consultation on Jewish Continuity in the Body of Christ. And that website also has some materials from of papers that have been delivered in the previous Helsinki Consultation sessions. And, we're particularly interested in making contact with Jewish disciples of Jesus from the full spectrum of the Christian world and the Messianic Jewish world. And so any Jews who are listening to this, who are Jewish Catholics or Jewish Lutherans or Jews involved in the Russian Orthodox Church, go to the Helsinki Consultation website and check out the sort of things that we are trying to do there. In my new book, Searching Her Own Mystery, I've got a set of appendices which include the documents, the agreements that we've come up with from the Helsinki Consultation. And it's worth checking those out. And those also are available on the Helsinki Consultation website.
I wonder, Mark, we just have about 40 seconds left. Would you be willing to just pray a blessing for our listeners in Hebrew, just how you would normally pray it? And as we go out, we just have about 30 seconds left.
Sure. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May Adonai bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful week it's been. And friends, this is such an important work and initiative. It's part of the mystery of what the Holy Spirit's doing in our time. So let's keep Dr. Kinzer, Rabbi Kinzer, in our prayers, as well as the Helsinki discussions and the whole Messianic Jewish dialogue with the Catholic Church. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbig, Vice President of Missions of Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.
On the next Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
Father Andrew Small with the Pontifical Mission Society joins us on a Tuesday, plus a look at the crazy year of media madness with Tim Graham from Newsbusters.
Catholic Connection, weekday mornings at 8 a.m. on 990 WDEO. Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I'm Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, the great act of love and humiliation that our Lord took on by being born in a cave in Bethlehem will continue with his submission to circumcision on the eighth day.
Saturday evenings at 8:30 and Sunday mornings at 9:00.